Now, retail parks and shopping malls, they're an integral part of county towns and cities throughout Ireland. However, they could face challenges because of the fall of British high street chain stores, which in many cases were their anchor tenants. Cian McCormack has been taking a closer look at all of this.
Mike Ashley's Frasers Group has confirmed that it's interested in taking part in any sales process involving Philip Green's Arcadia Group. The retailing giant, which has 34 outlets here, is said to be on the brink of collapse.
The collapse of high street retailers.
You know, we've had the closure already of Debenhams here.
Damien O'Reilly, Senior Lecturer in Retail Management at TU Dublin, says with the likes of Arcadia Group, which owns stores like Topshop and Dorothy Perkins in administration, there will be an impact not just in Britain, but also here in Ireland.
And the last decade has seen, you know, unprecedented upheaval in the retail sector with a lot of liquidations and voluntary administrations, as we can see. You know, in the UK, it's costing 25,000 jobs. Here, it's probably costing about 1,000 jobs overall, or maybe 1,500 jobs. So it has a significant impact on Ireland, but not as big as it is in the UK.
Because of what's happening in the retail sector, retail parks and shopping centres in towns and cities all over Ireland could also feel the pinch. Athlone Town Centre has Topshop as a tenant. Shirley Della Hunt is head of marketing at the centre.
Like any high street or any shopping or retail park in Ireland at the moment, there is quite a level of exposure to British high street brands. So it is something that we would be watching quite closely over the next little while to see how a number of them wash out.
Damien O'Reilly says it's time retail spatial strategies are worked on by county councils and chambers of commerce.
The retail parks will do reasonably well. One of the issues we had with retail parks in the 2000s is that we were overbuilding. At one stage, I think in 2005, we had in excess of 20 being built at the one time. You know, many of them did not get completed because of the recession. So we need to find the retail space and what's suitable for the retail space. So we need to look forward, and the county councils need to look to see, to examine the retail spatial strategy. So what's good for the inner town, the inner city, and what's good for the kind of suburban area, and to have the right mix of retail in each of those locations. So we don't want one cannibalising the other.
Arnold Dillon of Retail Ireland says a new strategy is needed.
A significant number of retailers have taken a financial hit as a result of COVID restrictions, and we're also looking at significant new barriers being created by Brexit. So there is unfortunately a risk that the viability of some businesses is in doubt. I suppose the priority is to ensure that if tenants are lost in shopping centres and in town centres, that, you know, we take steps to attract new retail business into those areas.
Ian Talbot of Chambers Ireland says there is already work happening in this area.
The programme for government actually committed to the implementation of a town centre first initiative. And we've certainly been calling for the Taoiseach to actually lead that to ensure it gets the impetus that it really needs. And COVID has exacerbated the situation, obviously. We're also very aware that local government are actively working in this space as well. They'll clearly be part of that Town Centre First initiative, as will Chambers of Commerce around the country.
And that's Ian Talbot of Chambers Ireland, ending that report by Cian McCormack.